Hello.
Hey, I don't know if the phone keeps disconnecting or are you disconnected on your
Yeah,
side?
it does. Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, so you paid and you signed up for marketing for our company. Do you not remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
Okay. I just need to know. I mean, are you looking to cancel? We've been had you on
No,
retainer this entire.
hell, I need to get all it going, man. Is it talking about for the ventilators, the website and all?
Yeah, this is for the Google marketing, the website, the Facebook marketing, the whole
Yeah,
nine
right.
yards.
Yeah. Y'all was supposed to send me an email. I know that I haven't got that, but.
Yeah, we've been trying to call you for a while, and you just hung up on me twice, so that's why I was a little confused. I'm like, I don't know if he knows, who I'm calling or who I
No, I
am.
just thought he was telemarketing. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I thought so. I was like, I don't think he would just hang up. I was like, I don't think he would just hang up on me because I mean,
Yeah.
you paid, right? You signed up. You're good to
Yeah.
go. We've been kind of waiting on you. I called you a couple of times. No answer. We've been sending you messages, but I think the one that we have you on right now, are you receiving any of our text messages or anything like that?
I don't know if I am or not. I don't think I am.
Okay. Yeah, that might be. I'm gonna have to double check that really quick. Okay, but you are still. I just want to make sure. You're still interested in having us do all this for you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because our team's kind of been waiting for you, and we've been waiting to kind of get the ball rolling. I want to schedule a time that you can actually talk to the team that's going to be doing all the heavy lifting. They're going to go over all the because I know we signed up, and I know you were in a rush. But basically all we have to do right now is we have to, I'll find a time, probably tomorrow. How's your schedule tomorrow?
Yeah, that would work. Tomorrow work.
Tomorrow works? Okay. Let me see. I don't remember the time zone. Are you guys out there in, it was Texas, right? Double
Yeah.
check. Okay. Yeah, it is. All right. Texas, what time zone is that? Is that a central time or a mountain or I think it's central, right? You guys?
Yeah. Central time.
Central time. All right. So let's see here. All right. So you guys are 2 hours. All right, so for tomorrow we have 11 a.m. through 5 p.m. So 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. is available. You can choose any hour.
Okay.
Which one do you want? Do you want to do it at 11?
Yeah.
Yeah, 11's good. Okay, we can do it at 11. So it's a phone call. It only takes 30 to 45 minutes. I mean, that's the max, but they're going to actually run through everything with you then, okay? They're going to go through all the ins and outs for your Google. They're going to go through all the ins and outs for the website, and then they're going to go through all the ins and outs of the Facebook marketing as well. So we have you on all three. We still got you locked in, so you're good. We closed the listing out for you. We haven't been able to contact anybody else, so we kind of just been waiting on you. So I'm glad I got you on the phone. So we can at least get this ball rolling again. Get things started for you, man. So let's,
Yeah, thank you for calling back. Yeah.
no, that's no problem. Yeah, actually I called you a couple of times. I was like, I know you're busy. So I know you're, I mean, we get it. You guys are business owners, so you're always on the move and stuff like that. So
Well, if I know who you was, well, I wouldn't be hanging up on you. I've been
yeah,
waiting for you to win.
I was wondering. I'm like, man, I was like, let me keep calling him back. 'Cause I was like, let me just speed through and explain who I am first because I figured you thought I was just some random person trying to call you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha. No big deal. That's okay. So I got you scheduled. You're locked in now. All right. So no worries. It should come the phone number that we're going to call you from. I'm going to send you another text message, but we've been sending you messages. I don't know if they've been going through. The phone number that we have here is 903-794-0856. Can that receive text messages or?
Hell no. No, you
That's
had to do that on my set.
probably why. Okay, that makes sense. What's your cell phone number?
903. 733-4663.
Okay, let me save that. I'm assuming that gets forwarded to your, because that's the one I've been calling. Does it get forwarded to your cell phone, the landline number that's there? Or the other number?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. I was like,
see the text, you know, unless you go through cell phone.
That's probably what the issue was then for the text messages. Okay, I'm going to resend you another message here that's going to have the phone number we're going to call you from. It's going to be an 877 number, okay? So I'll make sure that you have that number saved, and then I'll also make sure that you have my direct extension as well, okay?
Okay.
So let me send that to you now while I have you on the phone, just to make sure you got that. How you been so far, though? I know I haven't talked to you in a couple of days here. Well, I guess maybe a week or two, but how you been? How's the business been?
Oh, it's good.
Good.
You know, hell, okay. I'm damn 60 years old. I've been doing this shit all my life.
Your whole life, huh?
Yeah, fuck it. Well, that's the only job I ever had, right out of high school.
Oh, really? No, you didn't have, like, no other side jobs or, like, no... you know, work for somebody else, just been kind of doing it on your own?
Yeah, I've been on my own all my life, yeah.
Wow. Hey, that's awesome, for sure. So, and we're obviously happy to help you and keep that journey going and, you know, make sure you guys are all taken care of. Did you get the text message that time?
Let me check it out real quick.
Mm-hmm.
See what. Oh, okay. Yeah. Matter of fact, yeah. Hi, this is Joey from Local.
There you
Crash.
Go. That's me, the one and only.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I did get that message.
You did? Okay, perfect. All right, hey, I just wanted to make sure. I'll put it down here as your cell phone number. That way there's no confusion. But that 877 that you see there, that's actually the number that you'll be able to, that's the one that we're going to call you from, okay? So you're going to want to save that so that we can can get a contact.
635-6225.
The 877 number that's there. Should be 6225.
I don't have the one you're calling on. Which one are you calling on?
So the one that we're calling on. So it depends because I have my own personal number for the company. So like if I dial out, it'd be a different number. The number that we're calling that we're gonna like the other team is gonna call your account managers. The 877. That's our main headquarters phone number.
Okay.
So it'll come up different. So yeah, I can see where that confusion comes from.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Perfect. Well,
you're calling me from 903-292-4177.
Yeah, it should be like a pretty local number from you, right?
Is it 903-292-4177?
I don't know because whenever I call out to a different area because because we're channel partner for Google, we call 48 of the United States that are out there. So anytime I call a business in the area, it just comes up with whatever number we have saved local to your area. So this would be the number that's for you.
You won't call from this number anymore, right?
I would personally probably call from this number. Yes. So you can save this one. But our headquarters number is the one that I gave you, the 877 number.
Yeah, okay.
So you can say both of them. That's perfectly fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other questions or concerns?
No.
Okay.
I got it. I was making these numbers. I'm marking it now.
Yeah. No, I kind of figured. That's why I'm hanging on the phone with you, because I want to make sure if there's any...
Your personal number, huh?
Say it again?
This is probably your personal number, one you call it from?
Yeah. Not my personal, like, cell phone number or anything like that. Just through the business, it's just the one that I would call you from, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good, Ross. You appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, I apologize for that back and forth there. Yeah, it's not typical. I didn't want you to think I was being rude or trying to blow you off or anything like that. I was trying to get in contact. I think it was just a misunderstanding between, you know, because we got off the phone and then I was supposed to call you back and played a little phone tag there for a little bit. So I do apologize, but I'm glad we are at least able to get to this part and we'll start getting everything rocking and rolling. I got you scheduled in there tomorrow. So that'd be 11 o'clock your time. So you're all set. And they'll go over all the nitty gritty with you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thank you, Joey.
Not a problem, Ralph. It was an absolute pleasure speaking with you again. And then I'll talk to you in a little bit then. All right.
Sounds good.
All right. Take care.